It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here at 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field, where on Thursday, I know this makes baseball Ben Botham, who's sitting across from me, very happy. It's opening day. Is this your favorite day of the year?
It is my favorite day of the year, Mike. And guess what? This is the first opening day I've ever been to. I'm going to go there.
I got tickets. Well, you're going to help me do the – you're going to make a cameo appearance. We're going to do that show over here.
I'll try and stop by when I can, because, you know, I still have to teach that day. So once I'm done teaching, me and my dad are coming right up here, and we're going to go
– got to walk through here.
Oh, I know.
Shout out. And that show's going to be on from noon to 3. We're going to be talking everything baseball. Rick Vaughn's going to make an appearance. We're going to have Oresti Estrada is going to stop in. Toby Hall. And it'll be on our platform, RadioSaintPete.com, on the Florida Sports Streams channel. And we'll be grabbing fans. And had a couple other guests that are going to be. Oh, we're going to have John Bacchia, the author. We'll also have Peter Gollum back. And I'll have Jeff Mangold, who we've had on numerous times, the former New York Yankees, the fitness and manager, and we'll be talking to him as well.
Yeah, Gollenbach's going to the game as well, I'm pretty sure, so maybe I'll see him inside the Trop. And he's doing that book signing at Tumblow Books, I believe, as well. So I'm gonna try and get out to that if it's not – I kind of looked at the schedule. It looks like it's going to be the same day as the district tournament, so I'm a little bit bummed about that.
Well, it looks like on Thursday it's going to be dicey for rain in the morning, but afternoon will be great. We'll have food trucks down here, live music, you name it, we'll have it. Well, Brad Richardson in the house as well.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the Trop, Mike. That's America's Stadium, the old gray lady. It doesn't matter.
Rain
or shine, Mike, we're playing baseball.
Looking for an affordable golf cart that doesn't break the bank? Go to Facebook.com and search Plant City On the Job Carts LLC. Message Tim and tell him to mention Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection or On the Tee Florida and get an additional 10% off your purchase. That's 10%. On the Job Carts LLC, your local dealer for the latest in golf carts and accessories. And the dealerships can't touch their pricing. As I said before, the common man can afford to get a golf cart at our new partners, and we're looking forward to getting them involved in all of our golf tournaments for hole-in-one contests. Maybe we'll even get a golf cart for transporting people around to the back when they come to these parties. Hey, front and back.
That's pretty good. I like that, Mike.
Now, when I lived on the beach, I would have cut a deal for a golf cart.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I drive a golf cart every day at school. It's great. I take that sucker.
You do?
Yeah. I get to school, and then around lunchtime, I got to go open up the baseball field.
We got to get on the job carts in Dependent Ellis County and get them a contract.
A nice orange and green golf cart would be perfect.
Orange and green.
Oh, yeah. That's the Seminole colors.
I mean, I know they're your colors, but who the hell wants a hideous orange and green? The only people that want it are Seminole.
Mike, what's bleeding through these veins is orange and green.
Yeah, pretty much, Benny. That's for sure.
Well, that's the voice of Seminole baseball and football. He's Brad Richardson. He, of course, is our high school guru. And now that we're merging with primetime preps, we'll be talking about Putnam at 12:30, making the big announcement. You two can
Bobby.
Yeah, big time Bobby, who puts your collective heads together, and we will be the leaders. I don't have a problem saying that now after the last 25 days. 815,000 views on primetime preps.
Yep.
And we're merging our social media accounts, and we're launching another platform for them to land to. Wednesday nights from 6 to 8, starting in June. Right here on our platform, RadioSaintPete.com, on Florida Sports Streams, we will be, of course, broadcasting everything that's high school. That'll be Brad, Bob, and myself. Now let's switch gears, and you've got a special guest for us, a sport that we haven't had anybody on, and I think it's impressive, and this will be a great educational experience for us, because I've watched it on ESPN. I love it. I know kids that play it up north, and now let's talk a little lacrosse.
Absolutely. I mean, we should be having Coach.
He's on and hold, brother.
Oh, he's on hold, Coach.
Introduce him.
Absolutely. Well, joining us on the line right now is the head coach of girls lacrosse over at Largo High School. Hope I'm saying his name right. Coach Stephen Arafas. Coach, can you hear us?
You're close. It's Arafas.
Arafas, okay, Arafas, Coach. We thank you for joining us. Unfortunately, obviously, you told me that the girls were not able to make it today, but even better, we get to talk about lacrosse. Now, let's start with this real quick. So, Florida is a state where you can play sports year-round, all right? Now, with lacrosse, from what you've seen here, all right, is it a growing sport, or is it still kind of in its infancy where it hasn't caught on yet, like baseball, football, or, you know, even track?
It's definitely growing. The Pinellas County area is getting its momentum right now. But if you go and look, say, Miami-Dade County area is a hotbed. They've got some great schools, number one schools in Florida, a couple schools ranked extremely high nationally as well. Even down in Manatee County, Manatee High School is extremely good. A lot of talent that comes out of there. But in Pinellas County, it's got its foothold. And it's starting to, you can feel the momentum where the squads that the schools have, they're no longer skeleton crews of, let's say, 10 to 12 girls. Largo High, it's our second year. We've got 26 on the roster. And, I mean, Palm Harbor's got a varsity and a JV team. Osceola's got a great program. Eastlake's got right around 30 to 40 kids. So the opportunity is there. It's just getting it into every school because it's only at, I'd say, I want to say 7 or 8 in Pinellas County as opposed to the 15 or 16 that it could be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was kind of looking at your schedule, you know, for the season, and there's very few. But as you said, it's still growing. Just let's get a little background on you real quick. Tell me about your years playing lacrosse, high school, college. What got you into the sport of lacrosse? What was the main draw to it when you were a kid or in college?
Yeah, it really happened in high school. My freshman year was one of the first years they had it even in the area, and it wasn't even FHSAA quite yet. What they had was, I played for a program called Clearwater Lacrosse, which was an amalgam of Countryside High, Clearwater High, and Palm Harbor and Eastlake.
Wow.
And that's how we had to scrap a team together. And unfortunately for us at the time, it was us scrapping a team together, and then we'd go play Jesuit. And then we'd go play Plant High. And, It was a massive learning experience for a lot of us. And we played hockey and, like, street hockey and things growing up in our neighborhood, and we got exposed to lacrosse my freshman year, and it really picked up from there. The second we got an opportunity of, like, oh, wait a second, we can just play this game all the time, and the barrier to entry isn't like, hey, let's go get skates, let's go get all these other pieces of equipment, we can just go throw it in the driveway, was a huge piece, and it's something that's helping our girls right now. Is they're realizing, you know, so many of them play volleyball or they play softball. And, you know, there's a prerequisite that goes into, well, we have to get the court, we have to get the field, we have to have enough bodies. You can go play lacrosse with you and one friend if you got a net, or if you just want to take it down to the beach, go throw it with your friends. And it's my experience with being one of the first ones in the area has definitely helped with this learning curve for these girls. Where they're looking around and, you know, it's brand new. I've got athletes for sure. I'm very, very fortunate that I've got a great group of girls at Largo, an administrative team and Coach Lehner and Principal Staten that look after us. But I've got a great group of girls also that are willing to learn and willing to be the pioneers. That when they go out there, they're not just trying to check a box to say I'm a varsity athlete. Like, they invest their time. We just wrapped up a practice today around 11, and, you know, off they have to go to work, a lot of them. But they were willing to put in the time this morning, and that's really what I've been tasked with, is not necessarily bringing my experience, but just shepherding them. My experience being one of the originals is super helpful, of course, but they're willing to listen. I could not be doing any of this, and the sport could not grow if it wasn't for such fine young women who are willing to be brave. And, you know, we didn't win a game our first year. And now they're willing to go out there, and we've got two this year. We got two wins under our belt, which makes it much easier to...
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't... Yeah. I don't sound absolutely. Like a liar being like, hey, one day we're going to win, ladies. Like, no, we've done it. We turned the corner.
And, you know, I've known coaches that, you know, once they get that first win, that definitely means something for sure.
And you can feel their confidence on campus because, as you might imagine, high school has it. It's right, wrong, or indifferent. Kids are going to say things that are a learning curve for them. Are some non-athletes at Largo will, you know, put their two cents in about their what they've heard about the lacrosse team. You know, I heard you're not very good. Heard you guys lost by a lot last night. And the girls have had to, you know, they're not being bullied. We've got a pretty great culture over at Largo. But, you know, they're having to answer questions that, you know, when you're 15, 16 are hard ones to answer. Like, yeah, we're really trying. And getting the two wins, and we won on Thursday night versus Boca Ciega. And just the confidence you could see in the girls on campus and how much they can see the long term. When we live in a society right now where you get instant gratification from so many things, these girls have shown what life is like, where it might take a year and a half, 2 years, if not longer, to build something and get that first win. It's a really fun experience that I'm just really thankful to even be a part of.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, down here in 13th and Central, in our Body Armor Prep Connection conversation. We're talking a little Lady Packer field hockey, and I guess
lacrosse.
I'm sorry. And the question that I have is, from a skill set perspective, what are you looking for the girls? Speed, sizes? Are there any things that keep these kids from participating, I guess is the thing, as they look at our other opportunities to participate in sports they may not be able to because of limitations from their physical attributes?
Yeah, athletic ability is something that's actually kind of far down my totem pole. I obviously want them to be athletic for their safety, but what I'm looking for is, when I watch a practice or when I watch tryouts this year, I'm watching how a girl conducts herself during the drill and then between drills. Are they jogging to get water? Are they jogging to get back to the drill? Do they listen? Are they sidetracked? Are they watching another practice going on at Largo because we have to share a lot of space out there? I go talk to their teachers. I need girls with character because this game will repeatedly knock you down, whether it be physically or metaphorically. There's so many times.
Coach, one thing I will say real quick is that, you know, looking at lacrosse, it is a brutal sport, boys and girls. You watch it, and the way they interact with the other players, I mean, some of them just get hit hard. They go down. I mean, it's got to be about recovery.
Yeah, and so much of it, it's when you're, let's say there's a ground ball scenario, something we really have been putting the time in the last few weeks, of just the nuance that you have to be willing to put your body on the line in some ways. When that ball's on the ground, there's a chance some girl's going to take a run at you. And it might not even be purposeful or with intent to injure. It's just she wants it as bad as you do. So how are we handling those scenarios when a girl gets on your hip or puts her leg in a position that might trip you? And how do you respond and how are you clever in those instances to put yourself in a position to, A, keep yourself safe, and B, still win the battle? And it's taken a lot of time because the first time you hear a stick swipe by your ear, like, it's alarming. And that's what I'm so proud of this unit of girls in particular this year, is they don't back down at all. And it's just been so much fun to watch, especially because they're getting wins now that they deserve them.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. With each season, with each team I've talked to, it's always been a message that each coach will convey to any team. So for you, what is the message that you've conveyed to these girls now within the second year with this lacrosse team at Largo? Like, what's the thing you always tell them before each game, during each practice? What is the general message that you leave with these girls, with this team, going forward for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, for this year, it's definitely a much more upbeat one. Last year, and it was upbeat too last year, but last year so much of it was rooted in, hey, every game is going to be a test of character, but we have to be willing to kind of take notes from, like, each game. Like, what are we taking away from each game, and what are we building? Because what's going to happen over the course of the year is we're going to have to deal with getting, you know, hey, you're going to go up against a program with kids who have been playing club lacrosse in the area for a decade, and you've had your stick in your hand for 10 weeks. Last year we had, I believe it was 12 practices from when we were allowed to practice to our first ever game ever. And for a lot of those girls, it was 12 times of getting to hold a stick before going up against Osceola, who is a great program, and we love Joanne. She's their head coach. And this year the message has been all about how are we turning heads? Like, what are you doing to make your teammates better? Are you putting the team first? And sincerely, like, are you in the classroom talking about how good your teammates are playing, how proud of your teammates you are? And are you doing your job to be better for the girl next to you? Because as we talked about already with those ground ball situations, you need to know that your teammate's going to go in there with you, not send you into the battle by yourself and they'll wait off to the side. And it was all about how are we making the team better and the girl next to you better, and how are we turning heads? And so much of it this year has been like, there's going to be a turning point. And it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of effort. But I kept staying with them, like, we're going to have the turning point. And the first game of the year against Eastlake, it was 17-1. And it was, you know, it was first game of the year. It was Eastlake's fourth and our first. And it was just like, hey, listen, we didn't get a preseason, guys. So, you know, learn from this scenario. And the next week, we lost to Palm Harbor 19-4. But the rudiments were there, and you could see, like, wait a second. 19-4 is one thing, but you're about to turn heads, guys. The passes were there. Last year, Palm Harbor beat us 24-0, I want to say. It might have been 24-2, and Coach Posen over there, who's another great guy you guys should have on the show, he was nice enough to put in some of his younger players, and they still put up 24 on us last year. This year, it was 19, and his starters were in for a better part of it because our team has the talent. And then finally that turning point happened against Lake Gibson where we won 16-6, and you could see everything clicked all at once. Like, their confidence kicked in. They realized, like, wait a second, everyone's got my back and I've got theirs, so let's just go do the thing at this point. We don't need any other instruction. There's no lack of confidence. Like, let's just go do it. And you could feel that corner being turned, which is helpful, as you guys might imagine, as a coach.
We look forward to further conversations with you. We got to wrap this up, and unfortunately, you couldn't get the Elon ladies down here. We look forward to getting them down here in the future and having a little fun with them as well, and we'll be watching your success. We are now merging with Primetime Preps, and we're going to do a great job. Bob Putnam already does of covering lacrosse, and Brad Richardson will as well. When we have our high school show starting in June and Wednesdays, we'll make sure to keep you in our Rolodex and get you back on or down here.
Absolutely, gents. Sounds good. Thank you so much. And the girls will be happy to be out there in the future. So thanks again and have a great day, all right?
You too. You too. Thank you, Coach, for being on the air with us and all. Look forward to more and more conversations.
That's our
Anytime.
Body armor.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Body Armor Prep Connection conversation. You got anything else before we take a break? We're going to talk to Bob Putnam at the bottom of the hour.
You know, I mean, Bob and me, you know, we could get started on the second part of this and all. And I mean, we'll just be going back and forth constantly. So, I mean, obviously, we have baseball, softball to look forward to more and more going forward. Next week, obviously, the standings are going to be coming out. We'll be able to see now from the FHSAA and not just from Max Preps how everything's ranking out with baseball and softball. So,
well, and as Ben Botham sits here dejectedly thinking about his triple header JV game today, that's when. You even share this message of what happened this week with your kids at the JV level. I mean, you're really impressed upon them, don't you?
Yeah, we've definitely...
By keeping them motivated, though.
Yes, keeping them motivated, showing them that no matter how good the team is or how good you think you are, there's always somebody there nipping at your heels ready to knock you down, especially a school like Seminole. So we're really showing the kids that no matter how good you are or how good you think you are, you have to continue to work and give it your all no matter what the scenario is or who you play.
We'll continue talking high school sports when we come back with Bob Putnam at the bottom of the hour. Let's go back to Thursday. Opening day, and your favorite time of the year, 4:15, first pitch across the street at Tropicana Field. It'll be crazy here. And this weekend it's going to be. I mean, right now you can see it picking up. We've got beer, buds, and bands out back. Yep. That's at 2 o'clock. And then March Madness. All day long, all weekend long, down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. 100-plus televisions. Come down and see all the revisions we've made out back. We open space, the new bars, plenty of space to watch your favorite team. There'll be a lot of Yale Bulldogs. Well, there aren't that. probably not too many Yale Bulldog fans down here.
Yeah.
You don't know what happened. The Yale Bulldogs shocked the world and beat Auburn last night.
I heard about it a little bit. I mean, I was at
Nerds rule the world.
Hey, I
just
love
remember
it.
That. Now they rule the world in the world of collegiate basketball.
Well, Mike, you were talking about changes here at Ferg's. Did you see the changes to the field over at the old Gray Lady Tropicana Field?
I'll break it down for me.
Yeah, they redid the AstroTurf that they have going on in the stadium. It's now a striped field, giving it a more natural and lifelike feel to the field.
Now, you think that's good?
I think it's a great thing. I think it looks great. It looks significantly better than the single-colored field that we had before. It makes it a little more lively, gives it a little more life to the old gray lady. So
Benny, it brings character. Come on.
Yeah.
Character is always important with any baseball game.
You know what we talked about this time of year, every team, their fan base has anticipation.
Yep.
And they have some clubs have expectations. Some have anticipation. Last year we had anticipation, not knowing what we had for a team. I think that's about every year with the Rays. And then look at how last year started. This year is even more of a mystery because we don't have Tyler Glass now. Sugar Shane is out for the season. Of course, Wander Franco and his issues. This is a big question mark this year. Where do you put this team at this point?
You never want to sleep on the Rays. I mean, like Peter Gallenbach always says, who are these guys? We have no clue.
The only guy says, who are these guys?
Like, I try and keep
you
up
know
with
that,
it.
You know the name
time.
Of one of them, he always says?
And it's tough to follow. I mean, you just don't recognize a lot of the names. It's tough. But one thing the Rays do, and this is a credit to the management, to the director of operations, everybody over there at the Rays Stadium and their organization, they managed to find a way to get the job done with, honest to God, it's not meant to be mean to these guys, but a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of people that nobody knows who they are. They always find a way to get the job done. And it's remarkable, and it's why I love the Rays so much. And that's why people should and will continue to come out to Tropicana Field to watch these guys play ball.
Well, another one of those jerseys that people were following, of course, the Cy Young Award winner, Blake Snell, shocks the world and goes to the San Francisco Giants. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, the guy wanted to play baseball. He didn't get the amount of money that he wanted. Everybody for this.
I thought he was going to get the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, well, everybody who has this guy as their agent, they haven't been getting the same amount of money that they've been looking for. I had it somewhere here. I got to find it, but it's not looking good for him. I mean, his stock's a little bit down. He doesn't seem to be able to play in the postseason. That's a big portion of it, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Benny, you know, what's the old saying? Money talks, something else walks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the agent. He has Cody Bellinger, who wanted $200 million. He got $80 million. Matt Chapman wanted $150 million, got $54 million. And Blake Snell wanted $270 million and got $62 million. This guy needs
just
to
a little off.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming into it with a price point too high. Hey, if you're looking for an affordable golf cart that doesn't break the bank, I've talked to you about these guys the last few weeks, go to Facebook.com and search Plant City On the Job Carts, LLC. Message Tim. And make sure you mention Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection or On the Tee Florida. You get an additional 10% on your purchase. That's On the Job Carts, LLC, your local dealer to the latest in golf carts, cart accessories, the dealership pricing that they cannot touch. And the reality is, with that kind of savings, you can get the accessories. They're going to be out at a lot of our golf tournaments with us, and we'll look forward to that relationship. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Bob Putnam. We're going to break the news on our Primetime Preps Alliance with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And in 2024, we'll be bringing you the best high school coverage in the region. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The hip
Puppy Shack is St. Pete Beach's newest eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Located at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the Treasure Island Intercoastal. The Hippie Shack is open daily at 11 a.m., providing 60s and 70s vibe with live music every day of the week. Our comfort food and creative menu will take you back to the 60s and 70s with our themed daily great drink specials. The Hippie Shack is the grooviest and coolest new eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint. The far out and peace-spreading Hippie Shack at 9655 Blind Pass Road on the water in St. Pete Beach. Don't be a square. We'll see you there.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Berg Sports Bar & Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar & Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this 23rd of March, a nice breezy, cool day down here. Across from Tropicana Field, March Madness weekend, all kinds of games down here. Come on down. We've got beer buds and bands out back. That starts at 2 o'clock from 2 to 6, and our good friend Will Law and Coppertail Brewing coordinating that activity. Of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery. And, of course, Shipyard Brewing and, as Ice Pick Vodka. But now it's time to switch gears and talk about our Coca-Cola Body Armor Prep Connection. And that, of course, has, oh, my gosh, Hopalong Cassidy's. I'll be buying cocktails when I get off the air. Anyway, that's reality radio.
Yeah.
Reality radio. I got to get back into focus of high school.
Lock
here
it
we go.
In, Mike.
Body
Lock
Armor Coca-Cola. I just got a wonderful gift. Anyway, Bob Putnam's kind enough to be on hold, and we're going to make our announcement. We are basically formed an alliance, merging the resources of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We've been talking to him for, he's on and off for, a couple years, seeing him at our media days. And finally, Jay Davis had made a call, didn't realize our conversations behind the scenes, and we put it together. And right now, we'll bring him to the airwaves for the first time, and he'll be on a weekly basis on our Wednesday night show. We'll launch that in June, and it'll be Brad Richardson, myself, and, of course, Bob Putnam. And he is the godfather of high school sports in this region. How are you, my man?
Hey, how are you? Excited to join and be a part of it.
Well, we're excited to bring you into the fold. You know, I've had Brad Richardson to lead on. Now I've got you with your incredible resume, decades of covering high school sports in the Tampa Bay area, and then your amazing website, of course, Primetime Preps. As you shared with me last night, 816,000 views in 25 days. That's the kind of coverage that Bob Putnam brings to the table with each and every sport. We just had the Largo lacrosse girls lacrosse coach on, and those are the sports you cover. You cover the girls' flag football, everything from flag football to 4A football, or I mean the 8A football. You cover it all, my man.
Yeah, and it's a busy time right now with spring sports about halfway through their regular season now. And obviously winter sports have just wrapped up too.
Hey, let's talk about your career. Let's do a little bio on where you went to high school. You grew up in the area. and you were with the Tampa Bay Times for quite some time. Give our audience that are not familiar with it, they're not hockey. Anybody in the high school sports world knows who you are, but share with the rest of the audience a little bit of your background.
So went to high school at what's now called Hollins High School, formerly Dixie Hollins High School, and went from there to St. Pete College USF, and then started freelancing for the St. Petersburg Times then, around 92. First game I ever covered was Sean King's first high school start at Gibbs High School. He obviously went on to play at Tulane and with the Buccaneers. And then worked my way up, was full-time, and then stayed till about 2020. And then since then, I've started the website of Primetime Preps and continued on with high school coverage. So it's been roughly 33, 34 years, something like that. And it's been a long time. Myself a little bit because there's some people that I've covered, that high school coaches when I covered them when they were players, school superintendents when I covered them as coaches, and players now when I cover their dads. So yeah, gives you an idea how long I've been doing it.
You know, Bob, I've known you for a very long time. I've always run into you in many different games, ranging from football, baseball, even basketball and all. And I just want to get your opinion on this. So, for many years, high school sports was a big coverage here in the Tampa Bay area, mainly Pinellas County. You obviously are still the staple of it. People obviously, as Mike said, still go to your site. Unfortunately, have you seen a drop in coverage of high school sports? And if so, why has it happened? Why hasn't there been a lot more media coverage that has, should be happening? Obviously, we know that Bright House Sports Network was one of the biggest coverages of high school sports in the area. Now they're, of course, Spectrum Sports. Has there been a drop? And why do you think there's been a drop?
Well, yeah, there's been a drop. I mean, obviously, the Times just, doesn't have, or newspapers in general, just don't have the resources that they had at one point. I mean, they still, obviously try to cover as much as they can, but they're, thin and short-staffed and try to do what they can with what resources they have. And I think it's, the same thing with, media if you want to call it TV stations. I think they try to do as much as they can, but, the resources are a little bit limited as far as that. And what are you going to cover if you have to pick, what are you going to cover? You're obviously going to cover the Bucks. You're going to cover the Lightning. You're going to cover, the Rays. And that's going to be kind of, obviously last on the totem pole as far as, what you want to cover. But I do think it's essential. I do think it's important. Those are the people that are going to be the first introduction into, media coverage, or reading about, not just the teams, but just getting in the habit of reading in general. So I do think it's important, and not only that, but a lot of these players aren't going to move on to, college or pro career. So, this is like the one chance they have to, be in the spotlight. You remember that, you keep a scrapbook or you keep, some kind of, memento from, when you at least had your name in the spotlight, so to speak.
Bob, between the two of us, this does age us, but you've held up a lot better than I. We've covered high school sports for almost 55 years. As I look back at my days in Iowa, and I wouldn't have changed it for anything, because as you just mentioned too, the emotional equity that's generational in these high schools, these families, I feel blessed that we're able to put this alliance together and launch it here, because, we bring the kids down here to Ferg's, they have a great experience. They know they can go to your site at any given day and get the most in-depth coverage and statistical data. And by the time when we merge these two, you've got grandmas and grandpas. You've got alumni. You've got the players and they're following their friends. The schools that do have school pride, like the Seminoles and baseball, we know that even their students are going and wanting to see what's happening with their respective clubs in the schools and the hallways. And so you've got a very, very broad slice of the region, or I even say of Americana. And even now in today's world, an opportunity to follow these athletes, if you forget the emotional equity in it, to follow these high school athletes as their careers advance to the collegiate level. And, you know, when it's the Super Bowl, we always talk about, you know, how many people in the four-county area or even the state of Florida are playing in the big game, the national championship. So I'll say, you know, 22 kids from the state of Florida, 7 from the greater Tampa-St. Pete area. That is an enormous database of people that need information, and you've been delivering it, and now we'll deliver it together. But I like to see the fact, and it's archived. People can go and look and share. You know, it's not like saving the clippings, like you said, in the good old days of having a scrapbook, but it's archived, and they can hear the conversation on the radio. They can go and see what you posted on them, the player of the week. We did the body armor player of the week, player of the year. They can go and see those things, and it's still, I think, very cool, and there's a heck of an audience out there.
Yeah, and there's a you know, and there's also very good athletes. You know, it's not just the ones that you know highlight that don't make it to college or the pros, but there are plenty that do make it there. You know, in fact, the NFL draft's coming up. There's two players that might be first round picks with Newton, you know, that played at CCC, and Penix that played at Tampa Bay Tech and at Pasco. So you've got two potential first-round picks there. Baseball, there's all kinds of players. You know, you could form a whole team, you know, just from the Tampa Bay area. Olympics, you know, there's been gold medal Olympians, you know, in the last...
Remember Burrell from Gibbs, 100 meters?
Yeah, Trayvon Bromell. Yeah, Arian Knighton. Swimming, Bobby Spinks, the premier distance swimmer in the world right now. So there's... You know, there's all kind, and the talent in the area is just immense, it deserves to be spotlighted or highlighted.
So, you know, let's just touch on real quick of the 2023-2024 season. I just want you to name just one thing that shocked you in this season so far. Let's start real quick. Football, biggest shock this year in the fall in Pinellas County. What was one of the biggest ones that you can name right now at the top of your head?
Putting him on the spot there, pal.
Lakewood not having as good a season as they had, but I think they will bounce back, you know, this coming year. I think it was just a one-off year, but, you know, after going to the state semifinals the past couple of years, to see them, struggle to, get back on track. But I think that, like I said, I think that's just a one, kind of an off year, and they'll be ready to rebound this year.
Hey, let's let the audience, we're going to do this on a regular basis. I just wanted to make the introduction today. We'll get you down here. Let the audience know how they can reach Primetime Preps. And we'll be talking more and more about, how we're melding everything together. We're working behind the scenes right now, getting it all put together. But how do people reach you right now to get the most in-depth? You know, you've got track and field, baseball, softball, girls flag football, track and field. There's a plethora of sports right now. I don't think people realize the number of athletes participating in the spring. How do they get a hold of all that information?
Just go to primetimepreps.com, and you can go to the website, and there'll be all kinds of information, stuff there, plenty to choose from.
Bob, I'm ecstatic about this opportunity, and I think we're gonna change the world in this area when it comes to melding the marketing and the radio and the streaming radio with your data. I think people are gonna be just pleasantly pleased in the fall, well, spring and summer still, and then in the fall, we'll shock the world when we launch everything.
Yeah, sounds good. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Excited for the excited to get started.
I look forward to Bob, to have you down here and always get your insight and all. So it'd be great to have you down here.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yes. I got bookends now, Ben Botham. I've got Brad Richardson on one side, and I've got Bob Putnam on the other. I'm gonna look like, you know, halfway sharp guy.
Halfway sharp. Oh, okay. I see how it is.
Halfway sharp guy. So you got a triple header.
JV triple header today. I know we're playing two different teams. I couldn't even tell you who they are, to be 100% honest with you. I just know the boys are rip roaring and ready to go. Tom Beck's already out there coaching them up for the first game, and then I'll be joining them for the second and third game because, of course, I had to be here for the radio show. So,
well, I'm glad you're here, man.
We always have to give the insight. So.
Yeah, so it should be a really good game today. I'm excited to see what the kids can do. I've been working a lot on the guys with their pitching. And so it's going to be a good game. I mean, on a day like this, Mike, with the wind blowing, where would you rather be? If you're not going to be at Ferg's, I'd rather be at a baseball field. Those are about the only two places I could see myself.
Well, you need to come down here to Ferg's, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, and get yourself a Champa Bay, one of your mine favorites. There's some great action down here today. You got Dayton, Arizona taking place, Gonzaga, Kansas, Michigan State, North Carolina, Washington State, Iowa State. Washington State took care of my Drake Bulldogs. Oakland, that was the shocker. Oakland taking care of business against Kentucky, Oakland, and NC State. Texas, Tennessee, Duquesne, another dark horse came in, taking on Illinois. Oregon, Creighton. All these games are available down here at Ferg's with 104-plus television. And you got beer, buds, and, of course, bands out back. That's from 2 to 6. And I'm efforting where Mike went, and we'll get him on the air. And then, of course, Ben Botham, what was I going to ask you? Oh, have you made any more prop bets?
No more prop bets recently. I'm going to need some help from our boys on Monday to help me at least with the Hard Rock bet tips here for basketball. Because you know me, Mike, I don't know the ins and outs of it at all. But I do know, I mean, baseball's coming up, and that's the best time of the year for me because it's a sport I actually, you know, I can get into, and I'm excited to make some wagers on that. I know while I'm actually at the baseball field opening day for the Rays on Thursday, I'm probably going to be throwing down a couple bets, hopefully betting on first pitch ball or strike. And I got a good feeling, Mike, first pitch ball.
You can bet on the first pitch.
Oh, I love live betting on baseball, calling pitches, deciding whether or not they're going to get a hit, over under amounts of hits per inning. It's great.
So, slider.
I don't know
you
if
you can't call the pitch.
I don't know if you can call the pitch, but you can bet on whether it's a ball or a strike. And I'm saying it right now: first pitch ball.
My man. All right, we got a few more minutes, and we got an interesting guest, Mike McClaskey. Of course, he very good friend of Mark Ferguson's, and we're down here live at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. And this gentleman, of course, has you name it, he's done it in the entertainment world. We got Chris Whaley as well. Is that proper? Whaley?
Yep. Hey, don't hold me being friends with Ferg. Don't hold that against me now.
Well, I won't hold
that over my head or anything.
I won't do that. So a little bio between you and Ferg. And of course, you were into wrestling in a big way.
Yep. Mark and I actually went to high school together.
You're a Lakewood Spartan?
I'm a Lakewood Spartan.
We were just talking about they had a down year in football. People weren't too excited about that.
Up and down like always. I even had a finger in getting this the old gas station off the ground, what, 30 years ago?
31 years ago.
31 years
32
ago.
Years this November. Mark mentioned that.
Yep.
Said that you had done a lot of the electrical work here.
Yeah, and it's still standing, so I'm good with that.
I office upstairs. I hope you did a good job there because there's nowhere for me to go in the event we have an electrical fire. I'm done.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the meat of this conversation since we're done here in about 10 minutes. So you two have penned a book. Mr. President, question, be careful who you vote for. Appropriate timing in 2024 as we, you know, and I'm not going to go into politics right now, but, you know, a lot of people don't know who to vote for. But why don't you describe the book and introduce yourself?
Hey, okay. My name's Chris Whaley, and actually, this was a script that was written back in the 80s. Mike specifically wrote it for Hulk Hogan, and that didn't work out. And so the next one was The Rock, and that one didn't work out. And then I said, you know, this needs to be in a book. And so over the last couple of years, we made the script into a book, and it parallels two lives. A sleazy, womanizing, smoking, drinking comedian.
Me and my past.
By the name of Timmy Connors. And comes from a bad home life. And then you have the other life is a young African-American kid that grows up with a great mom, great environment. And then the comedian rises and he becomes very popular. And then he starts running for president every 4 years. Think of Pat Paulson.
Yeah, and, I remember Pat Paulson.
Yeah. So, unbeknownst to celebrities, when he gets their autograph, they're actually signing an agreement to be his vice presidential candidate. And so, he gets
Wrote this?
Yeah. Yeah. He gets an autograph from the World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion, and then there's a scandal with the Democrats and the Republicans.
Imagine that.
Timmy wins the presidency. And he has a heart attack while he's making his acceptance speech, which makes the World Heavyweight Champion the new president. And then he begins putting all of his wrestling buddies in his cabinet and turning Washington upside down, which is exactly what we would love to do.
Yeah. Well, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, I'm on that page with you. So you originally presented this to Hulk Hogan.
We did. Again, late 80s, we presented it to Hulk Hogan. Didn't hear a word, and then 6 months later, Hulk Hogan goes on the Jay Leno Tonight Show announcing that he's going to run for president. Imagine that.
Stole your idea.
There we go.
Have you called him on the carpet about this?
No. Good luck with that.
I'll see him on Clearwire. I'll take this book and say, hey, you stole it from my new buddy here.
Yeah. So then, again, it's been a thing that's been shaped and formed over the years. So we rewrote it for The Rock. We rewrote it for The Rock, and we presented it to his dad, Rocky Johnson.
Yeah.
Rocky Johnson gave it to Dwayne, The Rock, and then 6 months later, Dwayne Johnson is announcing that he's going to run for president. Just a complete coincidence. Nothing to do with anything that we suggested.
Yeah, nothing.
Not a thing. Well, unfortunately, that happens quite a bit in that world.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start. You guys met in the world of wrestling then?
Yeah.
Yep, 1978.
Yep.
We came from a little bit different backgrounds, but we both loved Florida wrestling.
Yeah.
And we both had an opportunity at the same time to be trained. Unfortunately, what we didn't know, so I came from baseball. Baseball, you have high school, college, single A, double A, triple A,
yep,
and then the bigs. What I didn't know at the time was in our training in the late 70s was basically non-union, and the big boys were union. And so after we were trained and after we did some matches, we said, well, when are we going to get to go with the big boys? And they said, well, you're not. Which, again, completely threw me because I'm thinking, well, this is a single A or a double A.
Yeah, we're going to move up.
But it didn't work that way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Chris got to wrestle The Undertaker.
Yep.
And before he was The Undertaker.
Yep.
And tell him who else, Chris.
Wrestled the the Ultimate Warrior, Bruiser Brody, the Freebirds, Flamboyant Eric Embry on the same show with Devon Erichs and people like that. Iceman King Parsons, first black world heavyweight champion.
Yeah. Well, I just saw something in here. The most interesting thing is you went from that wild world to a Baptist minister?
Yeah. I graduated. My last 3 years in wrestling was when I was in seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. And when I graduated in 1988, I went to my first church and began handling some people more as a professional wrestler than as a pastor. And then I wrote a book about it called The Masked Saint, and that book was made into an award-winning movie. by the same title, The Masked Saint.
So you gentlemen will be down here for the next few hours signing autographs.
We'll be here from 1 to 4.
On the boat.
Yep. Take pictures with you, autographs, tell wrestling stories, and we've got a belt. We got our championship belt.
Yeah.
You buy the book, you wear the belt.
Yep. Right down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We got to wind things up, guys, but I'll be coming over and chatting with you.
Great.
And we'll put this on our social media that yeah, it looks like an interesting read. It would have been a great movie. It sounds like or a mini series.
Yeah. We're still hoping.
Or a mini series.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming down. That's Mike McClaskey, Chris Whaley.
Make sure you get us to sign it.
I want you to sign it, okay. And we'll be talking about it. Thanks, gentlemen.
We'll have some fun
this afternoon as well. All right. Well, that was interesting, huh?
Oh yeah.
Ferg's buddy from back in the day, Baptist minister. Bravo, guys. Thanks.
Oh, you got the sound effects on deck.
Sound effects, brother.
Moving up in the world.
Yep. A couple of things. Any baseball games today?
Let's take a look here. Let's see what we got. I know, of course, everything just stopped working on my end here. Did you see, Mike, that there's this, did you see this guy, SEC Network posted it. It's this pitcher. Mississippi State has an ambidextrous pitcher. I can't even pronounce the kid's name. He throws 90-plus miles an hour from both sides. Herangelo, that's a lot of consonants right next to each other, not a lot of vowels. That was a tough one.
All right, I got to wind things up again. Hey, he's in the house as we wind things down. Looking for an affordable golf cart that doesn't break the bank. I've talked about this already. When I first got down here, I had golf carts up north, and I was looking at price points, and I thought all you could buy was a Rolls Royce, a Cadillac. But finally, somebody appreciates the common man who wants a golf cart, lives down on the beach, wants to use it for his business. We just talked about you driving a golf cart, up there at Seminole High School. We need to get him maybe in some of these schools. But anyway, go to Facebook.com, search Plant City On the Job Carts LLC. Message Tim. He's in the house right now. Mention Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Make sure you do that on the T Florida and get an additional 10%. Like I said, that 10%, let's say it's $3,300. There's $300 you can throw towards your accessories. You can go partying, whatever you want to do with it. But you've got some cash, and you also have your job, your golf cart. On the Job Carts LLC, your local dealer. They don't have to compete with their pricing because they don't have the overhead. They don't have the brick and mortar, and of course mortality. Yeah, that'd be driving mine. And accessories, the dealership pricing, they cannot touch it. And they'll be out at golf courses with us doing hole-in-ones, par threes. You can do that. Kenny, you can do that. A shot at a hole-in-one. I'll make sure it's about 107 yards for you. Well, it's been a interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were going to get a Baptist minister that was a wrestler, as well as Ferg's buddy. Take a look at
Brad
Richardson. That's the only belt you're ever going to hold, young man. The only belt you're going to ever hold.
There you go. That looks pretty good, Brad. Not too shabby. President of the United States wrestling belt. Two American flags gracing the side of it. That's pretty darn cool.
All right. So for Jim Hart, Ben Botham, we've had a parade of people. Of course, Brad Richardson, Bob Putnam, Mike McClaskey, Chris Whaley. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Of course, Matt on the controls up there. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.
Thank you.